Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geo-engineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following documents and recordings are the seventh installment in a compilation detailing the events the repair team sent to Outpost Freestead, consisting of Dr. Rosa Della Torre, Walter Heath, Graham Kasner, Dr. Karina Schumacher-Weiss, and Jonas Thorninson. In the winter months, gale storms in Svalbard can reach wind speeds of 130 kilometers per hour. Accompanied by or following snowfall, such storms can reduce visibility dramatically, more so in the winter months of the polar night. During these storms, travel is not advised. The White Vault. Following the previous installment, the assessment and repair team faced confusion at the discovery of the human organs in the stone box brought back from the village. On edge, they face a difficult time ahead. This first small note comes from Mr. Kasner, who sprawled a quick note on the end of a previous note written by Dr. Della Torre.
Шесть ночи. Меня разбудил какой-то звук. Остальные тоже проснулись. 1 a.m. Woken by sound. Others awake as well. Sounds like scratching outside bunker. Otherwise unidentifiable. No one seems hurt. Bear.
Following this brief note, we have an audio recording from Mr. Heath's camcorder from the night's incident.
What is that?
I don't know. Be quiet. I want to get the next one on tape.
Do you?
Shh.
Graham, what is that?
I have no idea.
Where are you going?
I'm going to check the door. Stay here.
That door should certainly be locked. I'll weld it shut if I must.
It's nearly minus 18 degrees out there. What...
see anything out the windows, but I think it's coming from the east side, near the auxiliary bunker.
What could be out there in this cold? Wind is strong. Maybe it's something broke?
The transmitter.
This bunker is sturdy, yes? We're going to be fine.
About 2 feet of solid concrete and steel supports.
This has been going on for a while. Wouldn't an animal leave by now?
Yes, if it is an animal, it would find no food here. The auxiliary bunker is just as strong, and I locked it. I always lock it.
Right. The transmitter seems fine. Jonas. The camera, Jonas.
Yes, here it is. It's mostly recorded Rosa's back, I'm afraid.
Not a problem, just trying to record the sound. Not enough time to boot up the computer. Any ideas yet on what this is?
I think Karina might be onto something.
What? What did I say? A broken thing?
Yes, if something outside has become broken or dislodged, the wind could be scraping it against the building.
So, we are whispering so an inanimate object doesn't hear us.
Seemingly so. Seemingly so. It has to be something big to make such a noise.
When the wind dies down, it should stop. A storm, though, it is unlikely to stop in the middle of the night. Could we check outside? Should we check outside?
No. Going out in the current conditions and with a possible animal threat is highly unadvisable.
So you do think it's an animal?
I'm saying we don't know what it is, so we are not going out there.
It started around 1. Maybe a reindeer scratching antlers against the concrete?
I've never seen a reindeer. Oh, I hope it's a reindeer.
Though we are rather near their natural range in the national park, the shedding season for their velvet was months ago.
So I'm guessing a no to the reindeer theory. Pity. I like that theory. It was a comforting theory.
I'm sure if it's a bear, it can't hear us through the concrete or over the wind.
Very true.
So what? Can we just go back to sleep?
Yes, I would guess so.
The sound should have happened by now.
Everyone quiet.
Is it over?
It's been about half an hour.
Maybe the wind subsided slightly.
Or it left.
I still hear wind. I haven't stopped hearing wind.
Well, I'm awake. This is what I get for going to sleep so early.
Can I speak with you for a minute, then?
Sure.
I'm going back to sleep. If I can.
Interest you in a late night drink, Graham?
It was here that the first recording for that night ended. The next recording comes from Mr. Heath's personal computer mere minutes after the previous recording ended.
So you intend for me to never go to sleep again, huh?
I just thought you'd want to know.
You were asleep when we found out. Walter's right to tell you early.
Are you sure it was a heart? A teeth? I mean, it could be any animal, right? It could be a reindeer, a fox?
Rosa was sure.
Scheiße. I really don't believe in haunted houses or superstition, but I want to leave this place. Please, let's just pack up and go. Fuck the storm, let's just go.
I don't think that is an option. Being irrational about some strange archaeological find is not a valid reason to put the whole team at risk of death on the trip back to Mialisel.
If Kasna thinks it's too dangerous to go, it is. He may be a bit coarse, but he knows what he's doing out here.
Walter, that doesn't change my mind. I still want to leave.
We all do, and we will, when we can. When it's safe.
I'm getting a drink. I don't see much sleep in my future.
I feel like I made a mistake by doing a good thing.
Wait until you have children. That feeling is common.
What's that then? From your girls?
The necklace? Yeah, they made it for me when they were very young. It's a charm for good luck. I believe it works, as I've been on many trips and come home from all. Even one where I stood on a boat actively sinking beneath me.
That sounds like a story.
Not really. I met with a client who wanted to go whale watching on this tiny fishing boat. It looked to be about 70 years old, and we were about a half mile out of the harbor when it started to sink. The engine flooded, and a couple of day fishers picked us up before we even got our boots wet.
Oddly, you made that adventure sound like just another boring day in the life of Jonas.
It wasn't much of an adventure, I assure you.
This was in Iceland?
No, Denmark. A couple of years ago. Icelandic boats don't sink.
Well, maybe we could use some more good luck with this fucking storm.
It can't last forever.
The luck or the storm?
Both.
I've been listening to the recording a few times more than you all. I'm still at a loss for what it is.
Any working theories?
A sports chant in some Nordic language just before someone breaks their legs on the pitch?
I hope that to be true.
Could I get you to listen to it? I don't speak Norwegian or anything of the like.
Perhaps later. It's not a sound that will help put me to sleep.
Fair enough. Oh, Karina, I wouldn't go in there. Rosa and Kasner are in there.
No, I just saw Kasner in the common room.
No, they are most certainly in there.
But I... Hold on. Sorry.
You are having coffee at this hour?
No, it's hot chocolate.
How did you get that? Can I have some?
If you wanted some, you should have packed some.
Fair enough. Same for a cup of tea, I found.
Mind if I sit here and read?
Not at all. Mind your ankle.
The following note was found scrawled in the back few pages of a copy of a 1994 Fischer Taschenbuch Verlag printing of Korfgustas Schloss. Dr. Schumacher Weiss's handwriting is small and at points overlaps, which accounts for the limited space and possibly poor lighting of the room. The book was found under the chair in the male sleeping quarters.
Schreibe dies, um bei klarem Verstand zu bleiben. Vielleicht ist das alles mein eigenes
What I aim at with this writing is to keep hold of my sanity. Perhaps this is all my own work. This may all be the product of a damaged mind. A broken, injured brain. I want to take my mind from my fears of my life. And perhaps my interest in Kafka's work is not the best choice of alternatives. I knew I should have brought different books. I woke from nightmares I cannot remember to the sound of something carving against our bunker. The others woke as well. I'm not alone in this. The carving sound as though a large steel pipe is being forcefully scratched against the concrete. And though it has stopped, I'm now fully awake. More so now that they have informed me of what they found in the box they brought back from the village. A heart and teeth, sealed up in stone, and carelessly smashed apart by force. If there was no bad luck before, we surely invited it. Sadly, there's more. I went to make myself a hot chocolate, a comfort from my childhood, and was still half asleep at this point. I really didn't bring much, but powdered milk is really not an alternative to just substitute for water. So I quickly boiled up some water and had my drink prepared soon enough. When I turned to return to my room with my mug, there, in the dark of the common room, I saw the hunched figure of Kasner sitting on the sofa. Kasner is an interesting man, and a man of few words. I asked him if he was okay, but he did not move or respond. Well, given the upsetting circumstances of the night, I simply assumed he was drinking, and I left him alone, planning to return to my room to read and enjoy my drink. But when I walked down the single narrow hall to enter my room, water stopped me. He said Kasner and Rosa were in there. But I had just seen Kasner, so I didn't think this was true. I quickly returned to the common room, but it was empty. No one had passed me in the hall. I'm just sitting in a man's bunker room while Walter and Jonas return to sleep, knowing that Kasner is in the other room with Rosa, and that he's been there for some time. I have finished my drink. I do not think I will sleep tonight. Dr. Karina Schumacher Weiss.
Oddly, Dr. Schumacher Weiss signed her writings in the back of Das Schloss, filling the remainder of its final page with her sprawling signature. The following is a note from Mr. Kasner's collection of action reports, written either in the night of the sound or the following morning.
At approximately 0100 hours, the assessment and repair team all awoke to the sound of a loud, consistent scratching against the outside of the bunker. The bunker is approximately 2 feet of solid mixed concrete and steel support beams, so no animal in the area can get through. Given this fact, many of the others calmed. Additionally, it has been speculated that the sound was caused by a loose piece of equipment being dragged along the bunker's exterior due to the high winds. The scratching sound stopped at approximately 0130. The sound had occurred once every 40 seconds or so. Though the sound has stopped, I can determine a change in neither the wind, strength, nor direction. If it was a piece of equipment, it may have become further dislodged. I will inspect the outdoor equipment with Mr. Heath tomorrow. Dr. Karina Schumacher-Weiss has seemed to make a general recovery from her fall and injury within the cave. When we do proceed to mount the snowmobiles for return, there should be little to stop her from competently piloting home, as it requires no movement of her injured ankle. I am relieved to already know she is a competent snowmobile operator. Mr. Walter Heath and Mr. Jonas from Sija have recorded and enhanced some odd thing from the transmitter. They received some message of people talking or singing, and then the sound of some animal and individual in pain. I worry it may be some tourists stuck out on the ice somewhere, perhaps in the national park. We are not equipped to make a search, but I will report my concerns to the station upon return. Dr. De La Torre has performed her job admirably, and she has been a great asset on this job. Without her expertise, we may not have been able to transport Dr. Schumacher-Weiss safely back to the bunker, or ensure she was not injured further. In many regards, weather outstanding, we have been lucky. I enjoy Dr. De La Torre's company.
The next memo is a small piece of writing on a scrap of paper. The backside of the paper has a picture drawn in crude Browning ink of a capital E and a lowercase T, embellished with serifs and points. As it was torn from a larger piece of paper, perhaps there was more printed than we were able to find.
You can come as time. Ég maður sá sólina rísa við Faxafló og fari í pjallgöngu með stelpunum. I will make it home. I will see the sunrise over Faxafló and hike with my girls up the ridges when they are older. I will return to Hulda and our home, to warmth and love.
This concludes those documents related to the night the group awoke to the disturbing noise outside the safety of their bunker. This completes the seventh collection of information regarding the repair team at Outpost Freestead. The White Vault.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.